light to our path. We would hide it in our heart and we may not sin against you. Amen. Amen. So kind of woke up thinking about this kind of in Romans 8. Lately, a word I did earlier this week, I think Monday, I was out of Romans 8 about not listening to a charge being brought against us or the one who condemns us or Christ interceding for us. But these are familiar scriptures that just kind of go over them real quick. Starting in verse 26. You got to read this because usually, you know, we'll get to verse 28, which we know that God causes all things to work together. Like, that's our refrigerator verse, and memorize that one, right? We all like that one. And everybody uses it. But leading up to that, I think is important. The verses before that, just kind of leading into that, give it a little more insight into that. Because in verse 28 is, will God use everything in a person's life for their good? Well, yeah. But actually that word is those loving God, right? Those who are loved, you know, I'm not talking about perfection. But those who are just in pursuit, who are actually loving God, you know, we read that verse every day, you know, the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, you know, and strength, and to love our neighbor. But that word is actually those who are loving God, right? Not that he doesn't for other people. I'm just saying, especially, and here's why. Verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. All right? Different word. There's two words for intercession here. One's in 26, one in verse 27, which we'll read in a minute. And they're actually two different words. Right? This one here means for benefit and actually to come in line with. Right? Now, when we think of intercession, I think it like you're asking stuff, right? Don't you? If I'm interceding for Lily, I'm praying for her, I'm asking stuff on her behalf, you know, God, do whatever, heal her, bless her, all these kind of things. Give her a new hat, right? You can always use a new hat, right? But this word means that he helps our weaknesses because he helps us, he brings us in line with God's will, okay? He knows that we're weak, that we don't know how to pray as we should. That's always been encouragement to me. It's not a discouraging thing, you know. Like, hey, you're right. I don't know how to pray as I should. But thank God the Holy Spirit, part of his job in this intercession, in this groaning for me, is, because he lives within me, is to bring me in line with, to come into line with the will of God. Okay? And we do that, you know, as charismatics, you know, when we pray with our spirit, you know, I always start off in prayer like that. It just helps me, you know, helps me clear up some stuff. We've been doing that lately. I've been going through this season that I wake up every day or like at 4 o'clock, you know, that is really early. Okay. And, it was frustrating at first, but after a while I just said, all right, evidently, Lord, you want me up, and so I'm going to get up. So no matter what time I go to bed, you know, last night was like 11, I'm up at 4. And I didn't sleep well till then either, so I'm kind of sleepy. But I've just been getting up, and I've just been hanging out with the Lord and just kind of just praying, you know, and I'll pray in the Spirit. And but I also believe that I know this is going on, that when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying with your spirit, right? You're in union with his spirit. Okay, I understand that. It's not the Holy Spirit praying through me. You're praying in the spirit, your spirit. You're in union with his spirit, right? Who helps your weaknesses, who is now bringing you into alignment, that you're coming into alignment with him, right? And he starts dropping things in you, in your mind. Pay attention to it, and you start praying for it, right? And you'll pray for yourself. It's just amazing. And it's helped me come out of a fog. You ever been in a fog? You know, spiritual fog or or something. That's the best way to come out of it. You just spend time praying in the Spirit, and God will help bring you out of a fog. You know, and it has me anyway. Maybe it's just me. I usually stay in a fog anyway. So, I just love that. In the same way, the Spirit helps our weaknesses. We do not know how to pray as we should. Okay. But the Spirit, He's helping us. He's again, come into line with bringing us in line for our benefit. Okay. And He who searches the hearts, see that's going on as we're going. He's searching the heart, you know. He knows what the mind of the Spirit is. He knows what the mind of God is. He's God, right? The Holy Spirit searching. And it says again, verse 27, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This intercede is different than the other one. And it's kind of like the same one in verse 34 where it says, Jesus who intercedes for us. Remember, we talked about that the other day. It means, comes from a term to hit the bullseye. Okay? Sin is a term to miss the bullseye. Okay? Miss the target. This one is to hit it. All right? So He's bringing you into line with, and He's causing you to hit dead on. Right? Isn't that cool? So it's good that we have the Holy Spirit, right? We need the Holy Spirit. He's helping us. He's bringing me into line, and He's helping me to hit this dead on. But it's also a word to meet, to encounter, to happen upon. So at the same time, you're having an encounter with God. And the Holy Spirit is bringing me, getting me on the path. I'm a real visual person. And then I'm nailing it. I mean, I'm hitting the bullseye. I'm praying God's perfect will. Can I miss it? Of course. For my life. And I'm praying His perfect will for your life. Because I believe when, you know, we pray God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that when I'm praying in the Spirit, everybody that I'm involved with, I'm praying for you. I really believe that. I believe the Lord showed me that years ago. And so I was praying for you today. And guess what? I was nailing it. I was healing that right in the bullseye for you. Amen? Yay. And y'all do that for me too, okay? Because He's bringing you into that. We're in union, right, with Him. And we're praying. And it's the Holy Spirit. He knows. I mean, He's God. Then it goes. And then the next verse is, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who are loving God and those who are called according to His purposes. Okay? Even makes more sense now because the Spirit is so actively involved in our lives. And God is so actively involved in my life. And just something today, this morning, I remember that was frustrating me. And after that time of, you know, praying according to the will of God, the whole deal was, don't you trust me? You know? Do you really believe what you just read? Do you really believe that I'm working all things together for your good? Because, see, I'm good. And I can't help but work for good. Because He's good. That's the reason He works all things together for good, because He's good. And he was like, Craig, do you just really submit to that? If you just, you know, believe that, and just not believe it, submit to it. That everything that I cause to happen in your life is for your good. Because you're loving God. And you're called according to His purposes, right? But I love how that leads into it. Because it makes more sense. Doesn't it? Now that I'm praying, He's bringing me the line, I'm hitting the target, and now everything in my life that I prayed this morning, I was really praying, not knowing I was saying it. God, everything that You've ordained today, because You've already been there, I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to really believe that You're working it for my good. And it keeps me from complaining, grumbling, getting upset when things aren't, when people aren't acting right around me, right? Yeah, they're acting perfectly. Because they're acting according to His purposes. Well, it doesn't seem like it, but they are. because it's doing me good. Right? And I know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? Okay, see? Confirmation.